Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to part two of This Is How We Do It.
This is how we do it.
Beautiful. This is part two, so make sure you listen to part one first and then come on back. This is here, ready and waiting. But we are going to start this with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
And we actually have people this time. Yay!
Oh, amazing. Woo-hoo. There's so much PTSD that goes into this. I'm like, am I going to just yell into the microphone for no reason today?
It's just like, it's so many people for me to go through. And I'm not going to not do this segment.
Right, right. It's true.
The people need to hear your songs.
It's true. It's true. I came up with a banger last night. Marlo is not afraid of anything. She's, for better or for worse.
I know. I always say... 2-year-old specifically, concerning lack of fear.
Yeah. But like, even around Halloween stuff, we were at Home Depot and they have the Halloween stuff out. And it was, I'm talking like a Frankenstein that was taller than me. They had these clowns that were like, you know,
hanging upside down. Yeah, those things are terrifying.
Stacked on top of each other. Oh. They did have like skeletons that were hanging in like body bags. I'm a little bit concerned at how realistic these are getting. And then there was like a blackjack joker gangster skull skeleton dude. And there was a big wolf skeleton.
Oh,
and then there's the tall $300 like gigantic
12-foot skeleton. Those things are lit. Those things are so
actually,
cool.
I was really close to getting one. That particular Home Depot we were at was out. But she's like just sitting there like she wants to see them. And she like wants to wave at them. And she like loves them. And she wants the spooky stuff. And a house on our street has their spooky stuff set up. And she's like, let's go walk. So we walked at night, mind you, across the street to go look at the house. And it was actually very cute. They had like two sides to their yard. One was all the Disney villains.
Cute.
And then the other side was like Mike Myers, Freddy Krueger.
The classic murderers.
So it was cool. She's like, I love the ghost house. And I'm like creating this, like, I'm like singing a bop. I have to try to remember it. I don't remember it now, but... Yeah, anyways, love singing some songs and some bops.
We do write some songs.
Two
people.
Sonia.
Yes.
Okay. And Sonia and Scene.
Yes! Wow!
Fuck!
It's been ages since you were right.
Man, this has been a journey. I want to take a minute. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank Adele for giving me a chance to share in her daytime Emmy glory.
Primetime.
Primetime Emmy glory. Yeah, this is not a daytime show.
I was about to say, do you know the difference? Because yep. it's a primetime show.
My bad. Yeah, this one goes out to all the Alzheimer's patients that we're looking to save in our clinical trials.
Delightful. So Rick Peters plays Sean Green.
Sean Green. Sean Green.
Sean Bean. One episode of How to Get Away with Murder. How to Get Away with Murder.
Very nice.
And Marina Sirtis plays Sonia. And she was in one episode of Scandal.
Wow.
So there you have it. Now we get to get into some other stuff.
Yeah, some sad, sad shit. Also, I want to let you guys know that I am sorry for starting last episode as such a down way to start. Jessica actually texted me in the middle of this episode and was like, can Marlo sleep in our bed with us tonight? Like, it's obviously affecting her and affecting me. So we're like, yeah, let's sleep in bed together. Let's let Marlo sleep with us tonight. It'll be cute. But I'm sorry to start that last episode with all that. It's, you know, let's talk about Alex. Alex and Lucy. Or you want to talk about a different person?
We can talk about Alex. Alex,
I feel like that was connected to the Stark and April kind of conversation that we were just finishing on.
Alex is like not doing a lot of medicine in this episode. He's harassing April. He's stealing food from the baby shower. He's moving the trailer onto the hospital parking lot, which feels illegal.
And also, how? There is not a tow truck or a car in sight that thing was. When Bailey tells him to move, I'm like, how? The man's posted up.
Also, I'm like.
And when did he move back into the Airstream? Has he been there this whole time?
The implication is he just did. He's like, I'm back in my own place, so I don't have time to grocery shop. That's what he says when he's stealing the food.
That's what I was. That's why I was confused.
So
was
I guess
he lying
he's like just
or?
Moved. And where are your hookups? There's no way you have power and water hookups in the parking lot of the hospital. So at this point, it's just a really elaborate tent.
That's what I was gathering when he just spit his toothpaste onto the ground next to Dr. Bailey, which is disgusting.
Have some respect.
Yeah, put some respect on her name. I don't like. I hate toothpaste and I hate spitting it. I hate spitting toothpaste.
I really gotta clean the sink upstairs.
Do you have congealed?
No, it's not
fossilized
it's like,
oral
it's not,
DNA up there.
Draining as fast as I want it to, so I have to sit there and watch to make sure all the goop goes down, and it is annoying to me. So I gotta get some Drano up in that bitch.
So yeah, it's very interesting. It does, and man, you gotta think. It's going to get real hot and real cold in that giant metal tube.
Yeah. Real fucking cold.
So we get the first interaction with him inside that hospital. He overhears April and Stark's conversation. And it's funny because he goes, screwing your way to the top. I respect that. Which is funny.
Never would have thought it would be you, April.
Yeah. And she's like, no, we're not even dating. So it is funny because he even goes up to Stark and he's like, hey, Arizona's busy with the baby shower stuff. So like, you need anything from me? And he goes, I still don't like you, Karev.
Again, get annoying, but I appreciate your honesty, I guess.
Yeah. But then when we get that scene where Abel's like, I don't know if I can make it to dinner by 7. I got a lot of stuff. Stark's like, Alex, help Kepner with this.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, now you need my help? The way that Stark just says, don't push me, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of funny, actually. Mm-hmm. Goes full surfer. Don't push me, dude.
Well, because Alex calls him dude earlier, so I think it's like a callback to Alex calling him dude. I mean, that's the way I'm taking it. It might be wrong.
That's funny. I did not catch that.
Because he's like, I don't like you. And Alex is like, dude, what?
All the while, we get some revisitation from Dr. Lucy Fields.
Yeah.
You're disappointed.
Kind of
I feel disappointed
with her.
Oh.
I mean, I appreciate when she goes to Meredith and she's like, is this like, are you actually friends with him? Because I don't really understand why you would be. Like, he's so, you know, Neanderthal jackass jerk for no reason. And Meredith is like, well, there is a reason. And she goes, it is an act, a well-executed act.
Yeah.
But there is, you know, more to it. And so then Lucy goes up and she's like, oh, you haven't made a move on me, so now I have to do it. And I'm like, but you were giving...
He's like, made two moves on you.
Like, he was respecting your no. That's where I was annoyed. Is like, I'm like, what? Like, he asked you out. If you, I don't think that she was lying. I think she was on call. I think she did have plans. But why don't you say, not tonight. I have plans, but how about another time? Like, I don't understand, because it just feels like a no with a door closed, which is fine. Like, you're allowed to close a door on people and say no and like shut shit down.
Yeah.
It was like, to me, it feels mixed signally. Obviously this doesn't, like, she went in, she was like, I'm going to kiss you.
But also, what were you expecting him to do? Kiss you inside the hospital? Like, the hey, like, Alex, help me save this baby, and then kiss her. Like, yeah.
It was just like a weird back and forth. And it was annoying to me.
That's because it is annoying. It was annoying to all of us.
It seems like it's at least settled now. They've kissed, so hopefully there's at least some clarity.
Yeah, they're into each other. When Lucy goes to Meredith, and she's like, "What am I missing? Like, come on! Like, you don't seem like the kind of person who's into this kind of douchebaggy guy as a friend." It's interesting the way that Meredith presents this, because she doesn't go into a lot of detail. I think that she could have actually played Alex up even a little bit more, because she says he had a girl go crazy on him. Okay, but how involved were they? Like, let's talk about this. His wife almost died and then she walked out on him. Okay, maybe we should talk about cancer, because that's just kind of intense. Then he was shot and almost bled to death in an elevator. That I think she nails. He's been through a lot.
How much of it is hers to tell? That's giving a summary. It's fair. Not if that's, he doesn't okay, want that's to a good share point. All the deets.
I didn't even think about it that way. You're right. But if I was going to be in a situation where I'm wingmanning for someone, I would like really want to downplay it, like, or upplay, like, oh man, this dude. This girl, he saved her life and did a face transplant on her, and then she like went crazy and left her family and stalked him.
That's not what happened.
We think we never saw a body. She's coming back. She's gonna be back by season 10. You know what? It's gonna be after Shonda leaves. I think that was like that's how they're gonna get back at her. Season 11, she's gonna come back, Ava Rebecca, and she's gonna be like, Alex, I have your kid inside of me. And Alex is going to be like, it's been 6 years. And that's when she hits him with that. Yeah, I stole your sperm and I saved it in a freezer.
Oh. A la Gone Girl.
Is that what happens in Gone Girl?
I oversimplified it, but she gets herself pregnant with her husband's sperm.
After she kills him and then uses the...
He doesn't die.
Who does...
She kills Neil Patrick Harris.
That's not who she kills. Yeah.
And you see his wiener covered in blood.
It's true. I do remember that.
Also, man, I have been rewatching How I Met Your Mother. That show does not age well.
No?
No.
Can you give me an example?
Lot of body shaming. Lot of fat jokes specifically about women.
Hmm.
Lots of just like women speaking of women in just an awful way.
Mm.
Like way worse than I remembered it.
I shouldn't say I liked the show, but I feel like I always had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder while talking about the show, because people made it sound like it was the greatest show of all time. And it's just not. I never thought that it was the greatest show ever.
It was funny. There were parts of it that were funny. I liked the dynamic between Marshall and Lily. I like their relationship.
Definitely things. Like, they handled a lot of real topics. Like, also, there was one night I went in a real just spiral deep dive. Like I will say, you know how you talk about sad song deep dives or whatever?
Yeah.
I was in a sad video clip deep dive.
Mm.
And it was stemmed from that scene where Marshall's really, really mad and he doesn't listen to the full voicemail from his dad. It was a pocket dial.
Oh, yeah.
And it just is like, you know, because I don't have a great relationship with my dad the way that some TV shows do have with sons and fathers. And mm-hmm. That one sent me into a deep dive, and I watched all the TV show Dead Dads that I could find. Mm. And
there's a lot of them.
I think I pulled almost an all-nighter that night. I just didn't sleep. So
when was this? Recently?
This was probably... this was, I think, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was in between leaving that one company and then starting with my new company. So in that, like, 4 months where I wasn't working.
Yeah.
I think I was up for, like, yeah, like 24 hours straight because of that deep dive. And I was just miserable the whole time. Anyways, Alex and Lucy.
Yeah. And I think that was really it. I was just annoyed with the back and forth of it. But at least it feels like it's a little bit less back and forth now.
Yeah. I like it. I stan them. I am rooting for them. I think they're a cute couple. Hold on. Can you talk about something? I'm going to go kill a spider.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, they're
just
an
keep talking about
couple.
Them. I'm not ready to not talk about them anymore. I just need to kill the spider.
Okay. Yeah, they're definitely an attractive couple. The chemistry has been there since the day one. It's just been the back and forth and the unclear signals to me that has been frustrating. And even to this point, I'm like, I was just frustrated when she's like, you haven't made a move yet. Now I have to. I'm like, but he's tried to get to the appropriate move making scenarios and you have said no, which is your right. But just like, what is the expectation? I don't understand. And that's why I was frustrated. But alas. Hopefully we are past
alas! That. I actually just killed two spiders.
Jeez.
We're being invaded!
No, no!
I also like to... I want to call out that scene where... So Bailey's talking to Weber and she's like, you need to pick a new chief resident because you have these people waiting outside of your bathroom and... Karev is living in the parking lot in an Airstream, and I don't think she says in an Airstream, but Weber's like, wait, what? Alex isn't our parking lot?
Yeah.
But I will say it was cute, that end scene. I was nervous. I will tell you, I had a sense of nervousness in that moment because he's like eating outside. She's like, oh, you were clearly waiting for me. He's like, no, I wasn't. And I'm like, oh no, was he actually waiting for April? But
that would be a twist.
Yeah. And then like they, so that she does, they do the kiss, but then they pan to like the back as if when they stopped kissing, there was going to be someone across from them watching them being disappointed. And I was like, oh no, April saw, he really was waiting for her. But Alex also is going to take advantage of what's in front of him right now and be opportunistic. And it wasn't. So I'm really happy. I'm glad it was nothing. I do think that they give each other kind of this funny, this running line of, oh, you find me charming. Oh, you find me charming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, don't take a bite of a pig in a blanket and then put it back on
the
counter.
Just throw it away. Just throw it away, Alex.
So. Yeah, I just don't like that she power played him for multiple times and then complained that he hadn't made a move on her. I did hate that. When he tells April after one of the interactions with Stark, the only way you'll watch that movie if it's playing on the ceiling of his
on
bedroom.
The bedroom ceiling, yeah. You like that one?
I mean, that's all I have for Alex and April though, and Lucy. But I like this storyline. I'm predicting that they're, whatever I said last week, that they're gonna get married or they're gonna be together. Something. Mm-hmm. I am pro Alex and Lucy.
Okay. Yeah, I think you said they were going to get married and have babies.
I think I'd like to stick to that.
Okay. Okay, so should we talk about Callie, Mark, and Arizona, or Teddy and Henry and Christina?
Let's talk about Teddy, Henry, and Christina, and we'll end with Callie, the Mark, ending. Arizona, because that's...
the ending.
Ugh, I hate this show. Henry...
What a good-looking man. He was jogging. He had chest pains. He passed out.
Actually, Kelsey, I believe it's pronounced yogging with a soft J.
Okay. So he was jogging. He had chest pains. He passed out. He had no ID. They bring him into the and they page Teddy. Christina is revivifying him. And he comes back and Teddy is clearly in an upset state. She's stressed and taking it out on other people, both Henry and Christina. And she's like, why is he in this much pain? Give him more morphine. And they do. And boy, oh boy, does he reap the benefits of that morphine.
Good for him.
He gets super stoned and is like, I could just look at your eyes forever. Why don't we fall in love and have dates ourselves so you can stop dating all these men?
Yeah. And when he hits her with the problem with all these guys you're dating with is that it's not me. I'm like.
And then also the fact that like Weber and Christina can hear the whole thing. Like Weber is livid. Christina is mortified. She's like, this is not happening to me. Like, I hate it here so much.
Yeah. Richard is leering.
He's mad because he already asked Teddy, is it okay if you do this? Like, what's the relationship situation? And Teddy says, you know, it's just business. Like, there's no emotions involved. It's fine. Then Henry's immediately like, I'm emotional. So Weber's mad. Teddy's arguing. She's like, it's not my fault he feels that way. I can still be different. Like, I can still separate it, whatever. And so then the compromise is, well, you can be in the surgery, but you can't do the surgery. So Christina will do it and you can like supervise. And Christina had said, oh, I did this the other day and I nailed it. Is what you said
in your own words. Funny. Yeah, it is funny because Christina is framing it as if she's doing a favor for Teddy.
Yeah. It's very
and it's for sure. It's just it's a selfish thing that has a benefit to more people than just herself. But she didn't do it as a masochist or as a
altruist.
Thank you. Masochist is the other one where you like the pain. The altruist is when you do things for the right reasons, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they go and do the surgery. There's some complications, but Christina is able to handle it. But when things are bad, Teddy is like screaming at Christina. And Christina says, I need you to stop acting like a scared wife.
Which is true. Yeah. She was so annoying in that scene.
Yeah. And then she chills out and Christina apologizes and Teddy's like, no, that you were right to do that. Like, my bad. I'm sorry. And so then Christina's all hyped up cause she rocks this surgery. She's all look, oh, when I made us dinner, she's like putting shaky cheese on pizza.
Yeah. That's really funny.
And Owen comes in and is like, oh, Weber has appointed me to decide who is going to be the chief resident. And Christina, for a half second, is like, this is amazing. And then she's like, wait, you can't pick me. This is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
It is really
like,
fucked up.
Like, pick someone who's not married to one of the candidates. Just not that hard.
Yeah. Would have been very easy. But we need drama and storyline.
Yeah.
When he goes to still take a bite of the pizza and she's like, how could you eat right now?
How could you eat at a time like this? The world is ending.
I'm like, that is me. In that moment, Owen is me. I'd be like, I'm hungry. I need the energy to be this mad. Yeah. Babe, you did a great job with dinner.
Solid choice.
You know, it is sad, though, the ending that we get for Teddy and Henry, because they go back. Also, the scene where Teddy tells Henry, he's like, I can't do the surgery on you. He's like, oh, why? Oh, it's conflict of interest. I get it. And as she walks away, he goes to Christina. She's like, oh, she's like super into me, right? Like, she loves me. And then they get out and she's like, okay, here's the deal. You said all those things. Mm-hmm. Yes. I've thought about those things. But it's just a good story. I don't feel it. I don't have the feelings. And when he hits her back with, well, what's wrong with a good story? I'm like, oh, this guy. He's like the
He's a handsome fellow.
And he's smart. It's just so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. It's tough because I don't like this guy's never gonna have a cured disease.
Who knows? Tough. Look at Weber. Look at Weber's trial.
I guess.
Who knows?
Well, he doesn't have diabetes, Kelsey.
He literally does.
Does he?
Yeah.
But that's not his core disease.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's everything
falls
apart.
They gave him diabetes.
Everything falls apart syndrome.
Yeah, he's not having a good time.
Yeah, it is sad because in a perfect world, they could have a beautiful story, but Teddy doesn't feel it. I'm still predicting, though, that they're going to at least kiss once.
Okay.
Official prediction.
Do you believe that she doesn't feel it? And she's just going to kiss to be like, sorry, you're dying.
I really don't know. I have a hard time getting a vibe on Teddy as a person right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because also, you got to think, very recently, up until very recently, she was fawning over Hunt. So,
right, so true.
I don't even know if she knows what she wants. And then she was with the therapist. Then she went on a date with William. Then she went on a date with Squilliam. And then now it's Henry. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And she's married to him.
They are married. Legally and lawfully.
Mm. Not even on a post-it note.
Not even on a post-it.
Maybe that's their problem. Maybe they need a post-it note, too.
That's the problem. They need a post-it note.
But yeah, it's I like Henry as a character. They will kill him off, though. He's not in it for the long haul. He's going to be too busy getting cast for Scandal.
Mm. He does have to go cause some shenanigans in DC, that's for sure.
Needs to be command for a day.
He's command so many times. It's so hard to keep up with. They do too much on that show.
Yeah, I think How to Get Away with Murder was a superior show. Equally unrealistic in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I actually think I enjoyed How to Get Away with Murder more.
I think on an overall, like, season, I like the way they would do the seasons on How to Get Away with Murder. But I think there are, like, pocket episodes of Scandal that I can watch as, like, standalone episodes.
Yeah.
But yeah. I loved the storytelling that they did in How to Get Away with Murder with, like, the different flashes and everything.
Yeah.
Also, it's always, spoilers for How to Get Away with Murder, but always a bold choice to kill off a main character. Always a bold choice. And man, they were doing that shit left and right.
Yeah. And also, spoiler alert for Scandal, I think I really lost a lot of respect for the show with the Olivia kidnapping storyline.
Oh, I did hate that storyline. It just went on too long.
There's nothing redeeming about it.
No, and it just lasts too long. Like, it just lasts too long.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to start talking about Callie and Mark and Arizona?
Yeah. So, Arizona's being a bit of a turd in this episode.
And Callie's 23 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And Callie's really excited because she's going to have her work baby shower. She's so excited about it.
I was nervous to start this episode because I was like, oh no, is it going to be a disappointment like her going away party?
Mm.
Like, I was nervous that she called it out and I was like, oh, this is going to be a whole plot point where she's sad. Nope, it looked like it was fun.
Very fun baby shower. Played all the games. Onesie decorating station was so funny to me. I did read that other than Alex, they didn't tell anybody what to draw.
What did Alex draw?
Alex drew little scrubs.
Oh, okay.
And everyone else, they were like, just fucking do whatever you want. So Ellen Pompeo was literally like, let me just vomit up paint on this onesie.
So was the rest of that scene where Christina was like, are you still blind?
And no, they were like, all that was in the script was like, just draw something abstract. So like, obviously don't draw something like really good, like what Lexi's doing, but just draw something. But I did love when Lexi goes, are you still blind?
Yeah, oh, that's what it was. She says, are you still blind? Not Christina.
But Christina's like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing? Literally, why?
And then she goes, I like it. It's abstract. It's funny if that's their actual feedback is draw something abstract. And then she's like, I like it. It is abstract.
Well, and then later on when Mark is looking at it, he's like, the fuck is this? A hurricane? A tumbleweed? Like, what the fuck?
Good Mark episode.
Yeah. I'm on Mark's side.
Minus at one point, he was a little bit petty when he's like, just for the record, I did not lose the sheet. Arizona did.
My thing is, I'm like, you don't know that. It's just, she says someone threw it away. She didn't throw it away. Chill with the blaming. So they're at the ultrasound and Mark is like, wants to know the gender, but they have voted him to not know the gender. Couldn't be me.
I don't think I could ever do that.
Love to know a gender. I mean, I love
the
videos.
My parents did it with all four of us.
Yeah. I mean,
waited until birth.
A lot of people did because it used to not be really that like correct. Michael's oldest three brothers, they didn't know because they didn't do those. And then with Michael, they said, that's a girl. And with Natalie, they said, that's a boy. So technically, they found out all five times.
It's fair.
I love the videos of people like in the birthing suites, like giving birth and finding out. I think they're very sweet. Lovely videos, lovely moment. And then like the being able to tell everyone, like walk out and tell everyone, very exciting. It's just a feeling I'll never experience because I need to know. I gotta know. I'm not a patient person.
I feel like that's a generational thing that will go extinct.
I think people still do it pretty regularly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I know anyone our age or younger.
I don't think I
No, there's one person. There's one person. But that's it.
I don't think I know people personally, but there's a lot of people our age who are famous who do it.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Good for them. Yeah. Just like you said, couldn't be me.
Yeah. They don't know the gender. They invite Lucy. Callie's like, you have to invite her. My vagina is in her hands. Literally. So they invite Lucy. She says she's going to come. Callie's all excited. Arizona wants to do like nothing at this baby shower. She's like, this is just for people to bring Callie presents and eat food. And Mark's like, no, dude, we have to do all of these fun things. Like, this is what Callie likes. Callie wants all of these things. And Arizona's like, no, she doesn't. And then is mad that Mark is right.
Yeah, when Callie walks in, is like, are you guys fighting again? And Mark is like, no. What do you think about decorating onesies? And she's like, oh, I love that. And we should have glitter pens.
Yeah, which he already got. So, like, he knows her. But I don't love the moment when he's like, it's okay. Like, I've known her longer, so I would know this. I don't think he was trying to be petty when he said it, but that's obviously how it comes across. And then Arizona's like, you're not the Cali whisperer. I'm like, okay, everybody should just stop talking.
Everyone just needs to stop fighting petty with petty.
Yeah, everyone just like shut up. No more talking. You people are not allowed to talk to each other anymore.
Yeah.
And so
sorry, there was one other note that I saw here. He's being a little bit poking the bear. He is taking those opportunities when Christina and Meredith are helping move the table. Meredith is like, I'm just surprised you even know what onesie decorating is.
Yeah.
And when he's like, oh, I've been boning up. That's what you do for the people you love. You know, you bone up. Yeah. And Arizona's like, just fucking bite me, Mark. Like, get out of here. He is poking the bear a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's worth noting that I am on his side and I think it's funny, but he is kind of poking the bear.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they do the baby shower and Arizona hates every second of it. And she's like, nobody likes baby showers. No one likes weddings. I'm like, I think maybe you just like have shitty friends or are a shitty friend, because this is not actually a thing what you're describing. She's like, all the bridesmaids want to strangle the bride. I'm like, I don't think that's true. I wanted to strangle other people who were like making life hard for the brides in weddings where I was a bridesmaid, but I didn't want to, like, it's not, you're wrong. Like, when your friend is pregnant and celebrating it at a baby shower, I'm not like mad at my friends. I'm happy for them and celebrating them. Like, I don't understand. Anyways,
yeah. Also, before we go any farther, let's take a quick break for a message from our regional sponsors, and then we'll finish up the rest of this storyline and episode. Take it away, sponsors.
Nice.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
And we are back. I was a snake. That's what I was doing. Oh. I was a snake. Marla will just come up to me, and she'll just go, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm a snake, and then run away. I'm like, okay.
I'm narrating my pee.
Oh, gosh. She's also in the I want privacy phase right now.
Oh,
so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I want privacy. I'm like, okay, well, I want that for you, too. Just, like, it would be great if I didn't have to supervise you peeing and pooping. Yeah. But I
would love to be able to give you privacy, but sometimes the choices are poor. So
yeah. So the baby shower takes place. It seems to be very cute. They put the balloon inside Arizona's scrubs. That's the thing they really want her to play. Yeah. I don't remember Oh. No. What? Never mind. I was getting our baby shower and our wedding shower mixed up. Mm. I was hungover for the wedding shower.
Yes.
And I was going to say, I don't remember the baby shower. And I was like, oh, yeah, because I'm an idiot. No, no. I was there for the baby shower. Oh, it was at the farm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kira showed up. We surprised Jessica with Kira. I remember that now.
Yeah.
That was referenced in her maid of honor speech, by the way.
Mm. Delightful.
What was your baby shower like? I was there, right?
Yeah.
Was I not there?
I was like not adamant about lots of games. We just did one of those, like everyone fills out the little form of like, guess how long the baby is, guess when the baby will be born. And then
I think I was right on everything, correct?
No.
Oh.
We had yummy food, cake, presents. It was pretty chill. I was miserable because, again, I didn't love being pregnant. I was sick a lot.
Mm.
I was exhausted, but I got to celebrate with all my friends, and it was very fun.
How was Bennett's? Was it easier?
We didn't have one for Bennett.
No,
pregnancy?
Yeah, yeah.
It was different for sure because it's also harder when you like are pregnant and there's also a 2-year-old there.
Mm, right.
If
you get pregnant
again,
I
wasn't as sick with Bennett because with Scarlett, I like lost weight. I was so sick. But with Bennett, as soon as I was like, oh, I'm feeling nauseous, they were like, here's medicine. And I was like,
oh.
Why didn't I get this the first time? Which I was telling Jessica because they didn't give it to me with Scarlett because they were like, well, you can keep water down so you don't need nausea medicine. And literally I mentioned that I had been nauseous with Bennett and they were like, here's nausea medicine. I was like, oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So I did still throw up a lot with him, but not nearly as much.
Mm. If you guys get pregnant again, do you like have a prediction of if it'll be tougher pregnancy than Bennett, or do you think it's going to be like maybe somewhere in between those two, or it's like hopefully it's an easy one?
Yeah, hopefully it's easy. Again, I feel like it's just harder because it's like there's already other things making me sleepy, right? There's 2 toddlers, right. There's a dog. Now I have also work, which like when I was pregnant with Bennett, I was not working. I mean, we were like moving, so that was a lot.
Yeah.
But Scarlett, at the beginning, Scarlett wasn't in daycare, and that's when I was like the most sick. And then like, she went to daycare, but then I was like moving and we weren't living, like we were living with Michael's parents, which sometimes was very helpful, but sometimes I was just like, I feel gross. I just want to stay in this bed and like, I'm not going to like go downstairs and hang out and then just like go vomit. That's not fun for anybody. So
yeah.
It was just a weird situation, but I don't know. Pregnancy is exhausting.
Well, hopefully all smooth. Same thing. We were just talking about that with Jess. Like if she gets pregnant again, like,
well, I hope it's easier for her. Otherwise like her ears are going to fall off.
Yeah. Yeah. None of that would be good. Yeah. All right. Back to Grays. So I didn't love that the conversation we get walked in on is if they were determining that Stark was gay or had herpes. Like those are the options.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, at the end of the day, he's just being respectful.
Right. Right. It doesn't help the way he was treating Alex. It's tainted, poison the waters.
Well,
he's
established that he's a turd. So like it doesn't, that's hard to, you know, align everything with, but I did love that scene. It reminded me of like the classic lunch table scenes where they're all eating together.
Yeah.
They do the bridal shower or the baby shower. Everyone has Callie has a great time. Arizona is fucking mad for no reason. Then at the end, Callie comes in, kicks Mark out and gives Arizona a gift. And she's like, I just want us to have time together, like just me and you before this baby comes. Like, I know there's not a lot that's like you're happy about, which again, just feels weird to me. But she's like, I just want to like, thank you for like supporting me and being in this with me, which is sweet. It's just weird to me. And so they're going to go to a little B&B. They leave.
Wait, before they leave, before we get there.
What happens?
First off, didn't think nothing crossed my mind. I'll tell you when things start going sideways.
That was one of the questions on Patreon was when did you see it coming?
Yeah. So it was a very cute scene and it gives us some insight to Callie because she's like, other than like having a baby, like I knew, or other than being an ortho and breaking bones for a living, I knew I wanted a baby. Like, this is my dream come true. You like, yeah. This is, but I understand, like, I don't want to take away from that this is annoying for you, whatever. Again, like you said, confusing. But she also says, I don't want to discount your need to vomit over my insanity. It's kind of a sweet self-recognition moment, but like mm-hmm. also I can't imagine the other person like in that moment feeling the way Arizona does, but we've got a lot of established canon of like she never really wanted kids. So I think it's
yeah.
She's come a long way.
Yeah.
But then when it pans out of them and it goes to the I Love My Mommy's onesie hanging over the chair, I was like, "Oh, that's just so cute and great yeah. cinema." Cinema. Yeah. Cinema.
Nice.
Thank you. Okay, so here's the end scene. The end scene, they're driving. Mark texts. He finds out that Lexi's with Jackson.
Yes.
When she threw the phone into the back seat, I stood up and I was like, something's happening. I started pacing the room watching. I stopped taking notes. And then Arizona kept looking at Callie for long, like she was stretching out longer periods of time. And I'm like, what? Eyes on the road.
I hate it. Anytime, like, there are just so, and it's not even Shonda specific. There are just so many scenes
just
in television and movie where there are people driving and someone looks too long. And it's sometimes I'm like, you're going to crash. And then they don't. And I'm like, well,
right.
Like, that's unrealistic.
You're and lucky. Then,
yeah. Like, this one, it was just like, I really thought you were going to say the second they actually showed them in the car, you thought they were going to have an accident.
No, it was when Arizona threw the phone behind, mm-hmm. because I thought that there was going to be an accident where Callie had to, like, go deep into the car. She's not buckled, and Arizona was.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they're looking at it, and, like, she's, like, saying, marry me, proposing, and, like, they're locked on and on eyes. And I'm like, Arizona, there's precious cargo within our sweet, sweet Calliope. I need you to focus on the road. And then Callie looks at the road, and her eyes get big. And they really make an egregious car crash noise to end this.
Yeah.
So
let's start with our predictions right here.
Okay. Okay. Predictions. The worst of two things happens. Or the worst for Callie happens. Callie's going to lose the baby. And Arizona dies. This is how they kill off Arizona.
That would be a bad day for Callie.
Yeah. The reason that I feel the baby thing is going... the baby is going to die... I don't want this to be a very sad thing, but it all of a sudden makes Mark no longer a dad. And that might lead back into a storyline for Mark and Lexi to get back together. So I'm just trying to think of it from like a meta level, but from a macro level. But yeah, my official prediction, very, very sad. I think that the baby dies and Arizona dies.
Okay. Like, immediately in the next episode?
Maybe it's not the next episode. Maybe they'll have some drama built around this next episode, but in the second episode, the next episode, two episodes from now.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to this storyline.
Yeah.
Unborn babies. And it sucks because you know what? They just last episode, they're like, we're doing an amniocentesis. And Mark wanted to do it. And he's like, I've lost too many babies.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose another one. And it sucks. Like they're writing that I think they're going to lose it. Or the other side could be, I mean, 23 weeks, that's not even a viable baby, right? Like that's
24 is typically, yeah, when they say the baby's viable.
Oh.
And I think they said at the ultrasound 23 and a half weeks.
Mm.
And that was Thursday or Friday. They leave like a couple days later.
As I'm putting this together.
Maybe it's right at 24 weeks.
Maybe they're trying to set that up from a timeline wise so that it's like being subtle to say that it's viable. No, I think I'm going to still stick with it. I think the baby's going to die. Callie's going to lose the baby, and Arizona's going to die. That's my prediction.
So I understand your choice of like writing off the baby storyline. Why do you think they would get rid of Arizona?
I guess Callie, and I could be wrong on this, but my gut feeling is Callie is a more well-liked character. Mm-hmm. Not that that means anything because they killed George, and I guess people like George. But
not these people.
Right. She's not, I don't know. I feel like they got rid of Arizona once. They would do it again.
Mm. Well, that was her maternity leave.
Like in real life.
Yeah.
Remember, oh, I forgot about that. Killing Callie doesn't make sense to me from a storyline standpoint. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Killing people off for the sake of storyline, I have a hard time wrapping my head around it because I love. They just said marry me. They have a baby. Right. Like all these things. These are things I want. I want these people to be happy and have this mm-hmm. joy and love that they want and whatever's right for them and their family. Like totally. This is great. But I don't know. I just don't see getting rid of Arizona only benefits Alex's storyline because of how entrenched like he's become in Peds with her. But keeping Callie, I think she's more intertwined with just the people on the show. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But to me, my prediction is Callie's going to lose the baby and Arizona's going to die.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get into some of our Patreon questions. When do we see the accident coming? You said when she threw the phone.
Yeah. I am at that point I was standing up for the duration of the rest of the episode, up, pacing on the.
Also, I think that's like the first episode where the end title card was also white. It's because it's normally white at the beginning and black at the end.
Ah.
I think this is the first time that it's white also at the end because of drama. Also, they just like don't show the crash. And it's just like, what if they made all that noise and it was like a bird flew in front of the guy?
I wouldn't know. It is interesting because I there's another show, like I think of New Amsterdam. There's like a very big crash plot scene. And they show, even with Weber, they showed...
Oh, yeah. That wasn't the end of an episode. That was like a middle of an episode.
No, but the one in New Amsterdam, they show the car ambulance crashing into that. And you see some of those, like, you see impact.
There's also, I think, an episode of Criminal Minds where it ends with a car exploding. Like, everyone gets in it and then it explodes. Or they're showing everyone getting into, like, identical black SUVs. And then they show one exploding so you don't know who died. Cliffhangers, man. Okay, so let's see. Do you think Mark will have a stronger reaction to Jackson and Lexi being together, or will he leave it alone?
I think it's going to be a stronger reaction, but to Jackson specifically.
Well, my thing is, he's about to be distracted, so it might not be immediate. He might forget for a minute that that's happening.
That's fair. That's a good point. But Jackson kind of like teed up withholding information from Mark to kind of play that angle a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think like, Mark recognizes that.
Would this have happened if you hadn't asked him to snoop on your behalf?
Good question. So, yeah, he's going to be distracted for a while, obviously. That would make sense. But, yeah, I think he's going to take it out on Jackson, not Lexi. But I think I like their love. I think they like their little teenage hotness.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Adele not getting into the trial, and what do you think will happen with that storyline?
Um, it's very sad that one point separated it from being able to be in the trial. It makes sense that they didn't do it. Just putting her in. What was the other part of that? What do you
think will happen with her and that storyline?
I think ultimately we're going to be painted a picture where the trial is successful, and then she might just get the drugs later on.
Okay. Thoughts on baby shower etiquette? I think just whatever the parents, the future parents, want. If they want lots of games, do lots of games. If they want something chill, do something chill.
Yep.
Also, when you get married and you make a wedding registry, a lot of it is things you want. Very few of it is things you need. When you have a baby, you need a lot of shit. So you make a baby registry with probably more thought put into it than your wedding registry. And you're like, I need a lot of these things to keep another human being alive. And then a lot of people will say, here's just tiny socks. And it's like, thank you. Now I also have to buy all this other stuff. So I'm not saying don't buy people tiny clothes. Tiny clothes are cute. I understand why you want to buy them. Just like try and buy one thing off the registry in addition to if you're trying to go off registry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, completely that's my advice as someone who has made baby registries and had babies. Diapers, always a great bet. Size, anything buy. You don't only have to buy 0 to 3 months. That baby's going to grow. So just things to keep in mind.
Yeah, completely agree. It's always cute and fun to get the outfits or the toys. Mm-hmm. But Jessica and I have really made it a point the last couple of baby showers we went to get the baby health starter pack. So
that's
includes
what my mom always does for people.
Yep. So diapers,
she'll do a little basket,
butt cream,
with like
Vaseline.
Things you don't want to have to go get when you need them. Things you want to already have, like any kind of medicine, the little stuff for the tummy, a thermometer, cream, things like people aren't going to get you because it's not fun. But like when it's the middle of the night and your baby is sobbing, like you want it.
Yeah. Or like when you get home after daycare and you realize your kid has diaper rash because someone, I don't know, didn't clean well enough at the diaper area. Okay, you don't want to have to go to the store and pack your kid up in the, or even like a single parent, you know, you don't want to have to pack your kid in the car and then go out to Target or even do like a DoorDash for groceries like that. Just have it. So yeah, I think that there's important to get something
respect
off the registry,
respect the registry.
And you know, at weddings, just give cash. And I think that that could work for baby registries too. If you really don't know what to get them, just give them cash. Or a box of diapers with cash, something. Yep. Because also, here's the thing. What I've learned now as a parent, please give your input as well, as you have too. If I'm at the store, I don't yearn to buy pull-ups, now that we don't really need to anymore, but I don't yearn to buy the Vaseline or the wet wipes or the diapers or the pull-ups. I walk into a store and I see rainbow sparkle boots and I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, let me get that. Yeah. Don't give me that at the baby shower. Yeah. I will buy that on my own. Give me the stuff I don't want.
Yeah. I will say I like we do the diaper subscription service and it's very nice to never have to think about, oh, I need to go buy diapers or wipes because they just come to my door.
Mm-hmm.
Would or did you have coworkers at your baby shower or a work specific shower? I had a outside of work shower and a work shower. Because like the work showers for people that like, I don't really hang out with outside of work, but they were all very sweet and like really want, especially like some of the older people I worked with were very sweet and caring. I got multiple things that people had handmade, multiple blankets. Michael also had, they threw him a baby shower at work, which was very sweet. Another like one of this older woman that worked with him had like crocheted Scarlet a blanket. A woman I worked with knitted Scarlet a blanket. Another woman I worked with made her a quilt. Like people were very, very kind. They were so sweet. They did not have to do that. And then that was different from like the shower that I had with just friends like outside of work. But I thought it was very kind. People like brought food. It was very sweet.
Yeah, I think Jessica had one at work. I did not have one at my job. I did have some people who gave us gifts afterwards from work who knew me very close, closely. But then we had a baby shower, and I don't think I invited any current coworkers. I invited old coworkers, but no current coworkers. I just feel like also like being in management, I kind of had to like toe
it's
that line
for sure.
I would go to someone's baby shower that invited me, but I wouldn't invite people to my own baby shower, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, the etiquette is very important. You gotta like not, just whatever they do, you do. Don't make it about you in any way.
Like if Arizona had thrown that party, it like would have been nothing, but Mark threw it and he did exactly what Callie wanted. One of these questions is if given the opportunity, do you think you could throw a better baby shower than Mark? No, he threw a pretty good baby shower.
Talking about me or him?
You have thrown no baby showers.
Yeah, I don't think even my own baby shower I didn't throw. I couldn't do it. And not because I wouldn't want to. I just wouldn't think of the small details. Like, yeah. I would love buying the decorations, and I'd love buying the food. I'd get a ton of food. But... Yeah. Like
you'd crush the food.
I'd crush the food. Yeah. You want me to plan a party for anything? Help me do the food. Let me just do the food for you guys. Okay. That'd be great.
Thoughts on the shower and the onesies the residents were making. Lexi's was really cute. It was like a little cutie pie. Christina was drawing a little heart, like a real heart. Not, you know,
I don't think I actually caught that.
It was cute. Alex making scrubs was also cute.
Yeah, that is funny. I liked that whole scene was just very well done. Very, very demure, very cutesy.
So cutesy.
Very mindful. Yeah, I liked that scene in general. I thought it was funny. It also made me want to go and like do that, you know, make someone a custom onesie. We also, Jessica and I were really big on, for a couple of first time parents around us, we would do I think we did it for you guys. We gave the gift with the name that was all over it. Did we do that for you guys?
You gave Bennett a onesie that had his name on it.
So we did that for you guys. Mm-hmm. I think we did it for Carter. I thought we did it for another kid. Oh, it was for Henry. Her friend. They just that had that. And then we did it for Rhett, I think, another baby. So we've done it for a couple. And then Olivia, we did it for her too. Okay, anyways, there's too many babies to think of. There's so
that's
many
another reason that I like to know the gender beforehand, because I want to know the names, because I want personalized things.
yeah, we like that too. We love personalized things.
Okay, what sorry. Okay, there's a lot of people asking basically the same question about, do you think it was shitty for the chief to choose Owen, and who do you think Owen will choose?
Yes, it was shitty for the chief to choose Owen, because he knows the situation that he puts him in, unless he communicated that I'm doing this, I need you to pick, but also just so you know, I would not have picked Christina, so this shouldn't affect your decision. It's not causing conflict. Christina wasn't my choice. So maybe that conversation happened. I don't know. But
I don't really understand I don't really understand what you're saying. Like, because the chief was like, I wouldn't have chosen Christina, I feel like then that.
But if he says, I wouldn't have chosen Christina, so you don't need to worry about the perception of conflict, because I'm telling you, pick whoever you want, but don't pick Christina. I think that's a different conversation than, like, forgetting.
But that's still bad.
It is bad, but I'm saying it's different than if he, like, forgot for a second that Hunt and Christina are married. Mm. But I think he could have done it with someone who had no connections to anyone in the hospital and
Teddy,
made it
Stark.
Teddy. Yep. Stark. Definitely.
I understand why Miranda says she doesn't want to do it.
Yep.
Callie could have done it. Like, I just think
there's a lot of people. Mark could have done it. You know, there's a lot of people who don't have significant
marriages
that would affect this.
Yeah.
That's a dropped ball on Weber.
Should Teddy have been in the OR with Christina? I thought it was a good compromise, but I think maybe moving forward we revisit it, because it seemed like it didn't go great. How would you have decorated a onesie?
I think I just would have written Gallery 81 on it.
I liked Alex making little tiny scrubs. That's cute.
Yeah. I do like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Who made the best onesie? Not Meredith.
Alex, I guess. I don't even remember the heart or the cutie pie thing. What I remember vividly about that scene is, yes, I'll help you with that consult right away. And then April yelling, "You're not fooling anyone."
Yeah. Do you believe that Teddy doesn't have feelings for Henry?
I really don't know. I need to see more of them interacting, because the way that they've written the character is she does have feelings, but she knows that she can't. It's like forbidden fruit.
Will Callie accept Arizona's proposal pending survival of the crash?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Would
even
you
without
done,
a baby, even if the baby doesn't make it,
would you have done Clara's surgery without FDA approval?
If I was Bailey, no. Because I still have a long career ahead of me. Richard, I think, has a longer career. He's older. I think he has less to lose.
I feel like he has more to lose because it's like the legacy. But I see what you're saying. Like, it kind of just depends on whether you're looking forward or looking back.
Yeah. So I don't, I'm also not like a professional risk taker on that kind of level.
Yeah. I think you and I both are kind of more risk averse.
Yeah. I will jump into a new job and not care and be very comfortable with change. But when it comes to things that could, and also like, it's like, okay, do I want to buy the team pizza today? Oh no, it's going to affect my P&L sheet. Okay. I'll just buy the pizza. I'll figure that out later. But if it's like, do you want to ruin a potential clinical trial that could save millions of people? I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to hold off.
Yeah.
Good questions this week. A lot of questions.
Yeah, I think that's everyone. And I think that also covers all the predictions. I don't really think there's anything else to predict.
Got to rate it.
Yep, got to rate it. What do you think?
I'm going to give this episode a 4.6.
I was thinking 4.7.
Oh,
good job.
I actually almost gave it a 4.7.
Yeah.
I'm honestly
in between 4.6 and 4.7, like right there. I just think there's some of the things that I had said that I was like unclear about, like, why does Eli feel like he's right? The Lucy thing is still annoying to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those are kind of really the main ones. And then obviously like the impact of how it ends is
the literal impact.
Jarring. But it's a good episode. I think Adele's performance is incredible. And even the performance, the silence is very loud from Derek, Meredith, and Weber. Like I just felt like even in silence, they were giving a very good reception to what she was saying.
Yeah.
And I really just felt like the tension of being in that room and like the pain and the sadness and everything that everyone was feeling.
Yeah. I don't think I could have said that better. I think you've summed up exactly all the thoughts that were in my head. And then I will only add a small caveat of, I think it's a good, like, there's comedic pieces with the April, Lexi, and Jackson kind of interactions.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Please keep sharing us, tag us, show us what you're doing when you're listening to the episode. We love to see those. Make sure you tell everyone you've ever met and you tell everyone that you don't know. And make sure you leave us ratings and reviews. You can follow us on Instagram at Grey's Academy Pod. You can email greysacademypod@gmail.com. We really appreciate all the support. We love you guys so much. And remember, if you see Carmen walking down the street,
just remember, no spoilies. We appreciate you all for listening, and we will see you all in the next one.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.